At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I think it's the same message we've been sending every week, that we're just going to compete our tails off for 60 minutes. I think that's what I know about our group. They got a lot of belief in what we're doing. They got a lot of belief in themselves. They got a lot of belief, I think, in this coaching staff. And so that confidence just starts to develop and continue to bubble over. So I think we've got a really confident group right now, and we're excited for these next five games.
Ben Johnson said his team would be at their best in December. And guess what? It's the first of the month. Wake up. It's December 1st. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we have two topics that we want to discuss in this segment. Number one was the concept of the wins previously in the season. And I think I want to do like the Mark Grody scale of approval. The MGAS.
Wow, this is a lot of pressure.
And the MGAS, the Mark Grody scale of approval. And then I'm not sure if that's the right nomenclature, but
good
just
enough.
Go with it.
Good
yeah.
enough.
And then also the concept of the system being so strong that the Bears run game was so good on Friday that Caleb Williams didn't have to be the main character. So, Mark, since those are the two topics, I know we teased that one going into break when we got into it. What would you like to start with?
Well, I guess we'll pick up where we left
Let's
off.
Let's do that.
And it's just a matter of the sustainability, and there's no doubt about it. Earlier in the season, even maybe as recently as, what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I was saying I am concerned about it, and at one point in time saying it's straight up not sustainable. It has taken me up until this moment, until this win, to now say, admit, I don't think admit's the right word.
Acknowledge.
To acknowledge or to just say that, yeah, there is something about what Ben Johnson is doing with this team from head to toe that does feel sustainable. I have gained more trust, and I don't think that it is wrong of me to have looked, because you guys have said, Layla, you especially, said a win is a win is a win is a win. It doesn't matter how they win. And I'm here to tell you that it does matter how you win, because there are sustainable seasons and there are unsustainable seasons.
Non-sustainable.
Even if they are wins. And many teams have had seasons like this. The Minnesota Vikings, there's a pretty good example of what they were doing last year, apparently, was not sustainable. So, and they can go through that, and we'll let their radio host take care of that. But this, for a while, the way the Bears were winning this year, was not sustainable.
So, what I said was, if for this year being Bears 101 under Ben Johnson,
Bears,
that I would have been okay with ugly wins the entire season. Like, this year. That was my explanation as to why I thought like it was going to be okay. Apparently, I just had it wrong. It's the Mark Grody approval scale, and that makes it MGAS.
Mark Grody approval. Perfect.
Okay, so we've got that going for us. But yeah, that was my whole point about it, was that I thought this year that would be okay, but they're showing us that they're virtually skipping a grade this season. Plans are coming ahead of schedule. You know, the results are coming online sooner than we expected.
And maybe this could be part of our caller. So we're doing calls at 1045, 312-644-6767. I'll throw out a question to our callers. Did it take this win to make you believe? Or are you somebody who a month ago was like, yeah, I see it. And if you did, tell me why.
Well, I think for me personally, I saw it, but I saw it because of Ben Johnson. That's the answer. It's that I understood what he said to be true from the jump when he said, what we look like at the beginning of the season will be very different because we'll be a much better team in December. Guess what today is? December 1st. And I said that leading up to the game. This is the last game before December. How better to springboard into the final full month of the season than with a big road statement win? And to your point about whether or not it's sustainable, my biggest answer to that was just the fact that they were running all over teams before they did it to the Eagles. When you put up 200-plus against the Saints and 200-plus against the Bengals and 171 against the Giants and 140 against the Minnesota Vikings in wins, the defense was always going to have to catch up because guys are just hurt. They're just lying around. They're not at full strength. They're still not at full strength, but they're doing enough. And I think this is sustainable because you have an identity. We run the football until you can't stop us anymore, and Caleb is clutch when it matters most. That's the identity of your offense.
When I think of sustainable, and you saying it like earlier because of wins, it says to me that there was no doubt in your mind that the Bears are going to do what they're going to do this year, and they're definitely going to be good next year because that means it's sustainable, and they're going to be 8-3 at this time next
year.
They're
making adjustments.
I can't call that. You know, I couldn't call that earlier. Now I'm willing to listen. Absolutely.
But you're not calling it.
No, I said, like, this feels sustainable. Like, Ben Johnson, like, per our other topic, part of why I'm not as worried today, we haven't even talked about Caleb Williams. Part of why I'm not as worried about Caleb Williams, and even in our post-game show, is because of Ben Johnson and what we are seeing from him and his ability to adjust. And game by game by game, I'm evaluating him. I wasn't going to, 7 games into the season, tell everybody the Bears. 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't tell you the Bears had their head coach of the future because I needed to see more. I needed to see something like I saw on Friday. Friday changed everything.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is they're making adjustments, not just in the game, which is something that we couldn't say of Matt Nagy. It's something we couldn't say of Matt Eberflus. They're making adjustments in the season. One good example of that is Ben Johnson saying after the game, I can't believe I called 36 passes for Caleb Williams. Like, I think that that's too many. So you're seeing how he is adjusting to the strengths of this team. And that's why we can say, when he says that, this isn't the team right now that says our quarterback is going to beat you. That's okay. We know that this is a rebuild year in certain positions when you consider just building good habits and good practices. His system, which for a long time was considered it was something that you would say is like a side, like it was almost like a swipe at people. You know, it was almost condescending when you would call somebody a system quarterback. It was almost like you were saying like the quarterback wasn't, you know,
game manager.
Or like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech when he was called a system quarterback because it was air raid. This is the opposite of that. Compliment the system. Compliment the system because it's winning you games in the National Football League. And Ben Johnson has made it so where Caleb Williams can still learn on the job in this way, where he's not calling 36 passes out of this quarterback, as we know, is not catastrophic. He doesn't have to be the main character for this offense, for this team to be winning and dominating right now.
And I think that's the perfect scenario for a guy in his first year learning an offensive system and getting more and more acclimated with what Ben Johnson is trying to do. They need to be in sync. They need to have a situation where Ben Johnson feels like that quarterback is executing what I'm trying to do, and he sees the field as I see the field. I'm not even saying they're there yet. That part of it where Caleb Williams is just in sync to the point where he sees the field like Ben Johnson wants him to see it, but he sees it well enough to help get wins. That throw to Cole Kmet, the man threw for under 50%. I know weather was a factor in that, but when push came to shove and he had to make a play, he didn't go for the dump down. He said, I'm trying to put this game away. And he did, with one flip of the hips and one toss of the ball on target.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Maybe the wind had a factor in this, guys, but I also feel like we saw him throw with touch a little bit more. Not everything was a fastball in this game.
I agree with that, actually. The third quarter, a 4th-and-5 conversion to Colston Loveland was pretty sick. Second quarter, 13-yard pass to Colston Loveland as well. Then there was the 3rd-and-4 first down run for Caleb Williams. So, and I'm not leaving out the bad either for Caleb. I mean, that Jalix Hunt interception in the third quarter when it was 10-9, at the time, that felt like death for the Bears, but there, you know, it was a mixed bag, but you guys are right. It's like we don't have to obsess over Caleb Williams as much, and you feel confident that Ben Johnson can get it done with whoever is in there.
I think the biggest thing for me is we knew it wasn't going to be an overnight thing as far as the Caleb Williams development portion of this, but it's still coming along at a nice enough clip that I'm very comfortable with what's going on with this offense from a Caleb Williams, COE, Caleb over everything perspective.
You know what never ceases to amaze me in this is that for all of the offensive glowing the league has done about Ben Johnson and for all of the credit that he gets. And we've talked about, of course, the 70% completion rate or what the offense looked like when he was coordinating it in Detroit, what we thought the passes were going to look like, what we thought the plays were going to be. I think it's hilarious that he's winning with the traditional football thought process of ground and pound running game and trying to get the most possible out of your defense and trying to have some sort of punishing defense. I said this earlier, maybe it's not in sacks and pass rush as we've seen, unfortunately, but it's still going to be, you're going to fear our defense because you know at any time we're going to take the ball away from you.
By the way, Marshall, are you backing off of the COE plan now?
No.
Caleb over everything.
I go back to what we talked about last week. I think those two things are very much interwoven, and I think I might not feel as strongly about what he did Sunday as far as, yes, he did have the turnover, but he bounced back nicely and understanding he ran the offense moved, whether or not it was the fact that he didn't have but, what, 5 rushing attempts for 13 yards. But when a play had to be made late, a.k.a. fourth quarter, guess who was right there to make the game-busting open play that put them up by 2 scores?
So even with the way that the Bears won that game, which was with the running game, yeah, you're still saying Caleb over everything. The only way the Bears are going to get anywhere this year is if it's Caleb over everything?
Yeah, really? because the playoffs exist. So what they're doing right now isn't going to work against the best of the best. They're not going to win the Super Bowl unless Caleb Williams levels up his play. Can we agree on that?
What do you call Eagles? Would you still call the Eagles one of the best of the best?
There's only
in the
so
NFC?
Many teams that are better yeah, than the Eagles right now.
They're a good team that's struggling as we've mentioned, they're a good team that's struggling. Now, if they sit here and beat the Packers twice or go 3-2 and end up with the number one seed in the NFC, then the job becomes easier because you only need to win two games to get to the Super Bowl, and both those games are at Soldier Field. But we're a long ways away from that.
I think the Bears' identity has changed. I think it has gone from Caleb Williams to Ben Johnson. I mean, that's
I don't think it's changed. I thought it was always Ben Johnson.
Ben over everything. It's not. No, it's Caleb over everything to me says the whole game is about Caleb Williams, period, and that guy's got to be on his game. Yesterday, Friday, showed that Caleb could be mediocre is what he was in that game at best. 17 of 36, 154 yards, a TD, and I'm at a bad interception.
Here,
and I've got way more red on my notes than I have blue, which is the good and the bad for Caleb Williams. And the touchdown was great to Cole Kmet, but again, he wasn't a big factor throughout a lot of this game.
I think he was a factor when it mattered most in making that touchdown, because without that, the Eagles have a chance to come back. We saw what the Eagles offense looked like in the fourth quarter compared to the first three quarters. They were moving the ball a little bit better because they were like, oh, A.J. Brown probably needs to be targeted.
But again, with a little bit better of a Caleb, if it's Caleb over everything, then Caleb Williams is better in the first half of the game, and he's making big plays, and the Bears are not up just 10-3 at the half.
It looks a little bit more probably like what you see Jared Goff do in Detroit. Like, to use the obvious comp.
Yes, of course. But I think Caleb can get there. But I do think for now, and I talked about this, like the development of Caleb over winning games, things just changed, man. I think Ben Johnson is saying, look, of course Caleb is our quarterback. Of course I want him here for the next 10 years. But we're going to do what we have to do now to win games, period.
This goes back to the game when they ran the ball three straight times to kick the field goal as opposed to letting Caleb throw. I was like, why would you do that? You've got the three running plays to kick the field goal. You know you can get the yardage necessary to get in the field goal range so Cairo Santos can hit a game-winning field goal. But I think the two things are still very much married, because as far as how far these Bears go this season, Caleb Williams is going to be the penultimate factor, because they've got these games against really good defense.
He's got to be good. He's got to be smart. But I think the game plan has changed.
No, the obvious strength is the run game.
Yes.
Obvious strength. That means your obvious strength isn't necessarily your quarterback.
It ain't Caleb over everything anymore.
It's still Caleb over everything.
It's Ben Johnson over everything.
We want to hear from you next. 312-644-6767. We are taking your calls. We do so next on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by BC Bank and Great Clips on the Score.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.